What's up, everybody? I'm David Hain. Welcome to episode 213 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please like, subscribe, follow, and share the link with your friends. If you'd like to get our curriculum, you can get the paperback or ebook of From Ashes to Destiny on Amazon. When we come back, we'll get into this episode entitled Outside Looking In. Welcome back to episode 213 of the A to D From Addict to Disciple podcast entitled Outside Looking In. Today's episode is going to be another walkabout, and we're going to be going on this walkabout through a park I'll call Outside Looking In Park. And the welcome sign in this park says, as you walk through this park, we urge you to read the quotes on each sign and reflect on the words about finding the strength to keep walking. Feel free to share your thoughts on the journals provided at each location. You got it? Cool. So the sign right at the beginning of the park says, what does from the outside looking in mean? And they're giving us a quote from Wiktionary, the free dictionary online. And it says, outside looking in means excluded from a group, a process, or opportunity, and feeling downhearted as a result. So I think that's a key beginning for us as we look at it. It's the outside looking in is when we feel excluded, we feel left out, we feel not chosen by other people, or from, this says, for an opportunity. And it causes us to be a bit downhearted. Okay, let's start our walk down the trail. We come to the first sign and it says, why am I always on the outside looking in? I guess that's a great one to start, everybody. Are you one who feels you're always on the outside looking in? Well, let's see what people wrote in the journal. First guy said, being emotionally neglected as a child, that's what really gave me the feeling that I was on the outside looking in, that I didn't quite fit in anywhere, anytime, not even when I was with my friends from school growing up. This feeling of inadequacy or whatever you want to call it made me feel isolated and alone my whole life. Shaw. That's a deep start. Could that be you, where you felt emotionally neglected in your own household by siblings, by parents, by family and friends, so to speak, to where you just felt isolated and alone? And maybe you're one who's just said, I've always been a loner. Let's see what the next guy wrote. He says, I've always felt this way from my childhood also. Looking at other kids having fun, not being chosen, always left out, I was that guy sitting on the sidelines, watching everyone else have fun. Whew. Was that you when they chose sides in school? You were sort of the last one chosen, not good enough, not fast enough, not strong enough, whatever it might be. And you found yourself just looking at other kids having fun and feeling left out. Next guy wrote, for me, it's the biggest distance in the world. How do I find the strength to cross that chasm to approach anyone? You see, for me, being left out and looking in is a chasm like the Grand Canyon or the Great Rift Valley. And the fear of being rejected again keeps me alone, no friends, no fun. So, if I'm honest, I've actually stopped looking in at anything. Shaw. Can you hear the despair and disappointment on this guy? As he said, it's, you know, the distance to even risking looking in and hoping you get accepted is like a chasm to him and the biggest distance in the world. Let's walk down the path to the next sign. And this one's a quote from Big Sean, and it says, "From the inside looking out, you can never see how it looks from the outside looking in." Okay, this is an interesting twist. That sort of says that people who are on the inside don't understand how we feel when we're on the outside looking in. Let's see what the guys wrote in the journal. First guy said, "I've always been popular in school. So I was that guy on the inside looking out. And actually, I have to admit, I was that guy sort of mocking some of the outsiders and being rather boastful about being an insider. But now I'm the guy on the outside. Addiction got me there. Loss of my job, loss of my family, homeless. And I'm so far on the outside now, I have no idea where I belong." Wow. Maybe that's you. Maybe you were one of the popular kids in school. And now for the first time, because of getting caught up in addiction, you're realizing what it's like to be on the outside looking in. The next guy wrote in the journal, "Now that I understand both sides, being on the outside and being on the inside, I'm actually beginning to find myself. I'm beginning to like myself, beginning to like my own company. It's actually what drives me to get connected, to find out who and what I'm really interested in." Wow, that's a strong positive comment. So here's another guy who was on the inside, but now he's on the outside. And that was the catalyst, that was the stimulus to get him to find that journey of finding himself, liking being with himself, liking his own company, and realizing that that can be his drive from a positive place to get connected, because he understands who and what he's really interested in. Wow, good encouragement there from that one. Let's walk down the path to the next sign. And it says, "From the outside looking in, it's hard to understand. From the inside looking out, it's hard to explain." Wow. We're getting deep with these quotes. This is a good park to on this walkabout. Let's see what they wrote in the journal. The first guy said, "This one is me. It's hard to explain my feelings and emotions, to find the words to describe how hard it is to stay in recovery every day." Wow. I've heard that from so many guys that I've worked with in recovery, that it's just hard to explain what it is being inside recovery to people who are on the outside looking in, because they don't seem to understand. It's hard for them to understand. Good start. Let's look at the next comment in the journal. This guy said, "I always feel like I'm out of sync with everyone, like I'm always out of step. And my family keeps expecting me to jump hurdles to prove that I'm in step with them." Wow. Here's a good comment that just really looks at that hard to explain, hard to understand stuff, where being on the outside looking in, even when we return home after time in rehab or in a halfway house, we still feel out of step with everyone. And it seems like the people who love us the most, our family, our very close friends, want us to keep jumping over hurdles to prove that we're clean, to prove that we're serious. And it feels like they're just trying to get us to prove that we're in step with them. Wow. Let's look at the last comment here in the journal. And it says, "True dat. Every time I try to explain myself, my family wants to point out everything wrong about my ideas. I think they're just stuck in not trusting me. It's better for me if I just keep my mouth shut and smile." Wow, how many of you have felt that when you're around family or old friends and you're now clean and in recovery, but you still don't seem to have the trust of people even to share ideas that you're thinking about because they want to pick them apart right away. They want to analyze them and point out that maybe you're still stuck in stinking thinking or you're still thinking like an addict. And so you say, I guess I'll just keep my mouth shut and smile and nod as they talk about whatever they want to talk about. That's a hard place to be from the outside looking in, and you can't explain yourself even to your own family. Okay, let's head on out to the end of this park here today. And the last sign at the end of the park is actually some lyrics from a song by Little Anthony and the Imperials, which is titled, I'm on the Outside Looking In. And it says, I'm on the outside looking in. I don't want to be left on the outside all alone. Well, I guess I've had my day. And you let me go my way. Now it's me who has to pay. Phew. Good lyrics that really can have us looking at where we're at right now in life. Are we on the outside because we had friends and family just let us go our way? And we had our day in addiction. We had our day chasing the things that we were interested in the moment. And we didn't realize that it's us who has to pay. And often this payment that we have to make as we feel stuck on the outside looking in. Thanks for listening to this episode of the A to D from Addict to Disciple podcast. If you were saying, that's me, I'm the guy on the outside looking in, I want to encourage you to reach out and join a group. You can message me in the link in this podcast or by email at david@atod.gmail.com or go to my website, www.fromatod.org, and click on the contact page. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave your comments by clicking on the link they provide in that platform. Tune in Monday for our next episode, and as always, stay safe and stay resilient.